On the military front, the debate focused today on Iraq's so-called no-fly zones, which U.S. and British aircraft have been patrolling for more than 10 years now. Those zones were set up to prevent repression of civilians by Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld charged that Iraqi forces have fired on U.S. and British pilots in the no-fly zones 67 times in the past 2 weeks.
With each missile launched at our air crews, Iraq expresses its contempt for the UN resolutions, a fact that must be kept in mind as their latest inspection offers are evaluated.
U.S. and British pilots have been aggressively returning fire in the no-fly zones, and today the Russian government charged that the air raids are undermining efforts to find a diplomatic solution to the Iraq crisis. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Gelton. Donald Rumsfeld is citing UN resolutions. I'd like you to remind us first what the no-fly zones have to do with UN resolutions.
Robert, the resolution in question is 688, which was passed in April of 1991. This is, of course, just in the aftermath of the end of the Gulf War. And remember that in those months right after the Gulf War ended, there were uprisings in both the north and the south of Iraq, the Kurds in the north, the Shiites in the south, that basically ended in slaughter by Iraqi forces. And the United Nations Security Council passed this resolution demanding that Iraq end the repression of the civilian population in many parts of Iraq. Now, since that resolution came about just in the aftermath of the war, the Allied powers, the United States, Britain, and France in particular, felt that it was an enforceable resolution, and they themselves set up these no-fly zones. First, the first one in 1991 in the north to protect the Kurds, to create a safe haven for the Kurds, then a year later in the south. And they began patrolling those no-fly zones. They've been doing it ever since, a fairly big operation. 150 aircraft, for example, are involved in enforcing the one in the south.
They are keeping Iraq from flying over the north of Iraq and the south of Iraq.
That's right, theoretically to protect the populations in those areas.
Well, what has actually happened that's different in the past couple of weeks? We heard that number from Secretary Rumsfeld.
Well, the U.S. administration is arguing that there's been a real step up in resistance and defiance. And the point that they're making, you heard him say 67 in the last 2 weeks, that happens to coincide with the period in which Iraq has been saying that it intends to cooperate with the United States. In fact, just last week, three Iraqi MiG-25 jets took off. So the U.S. is making the argument that this defiance of those no-fly zones shows that Iraq cannot be trusted to cooperate with the United Nations.
And what is the U.S. saying in response to the criticism from Moscow?
Well, first of all, the Russian criticism is that the United States has really responded to this in a very aggressive way. In fact, the figures from U.S. Central Command show that, and that the Russians are saying that this is really undermining the atmosphere. The United States is saying this is just turning the situation upside down. The issue is the Iraqis firing on U.S. and British airplanes and not the retaliation.
We're using aggressive here in a different way. The U.S. Right. would say they are firing consistent with these U.N. resolutions, and therefore it's not an act of aggression.
Precisely.
They might say they're being perhaps
bolder.
More robust in
yeah,
the way that
robust,
they're
that's the word.
Is this the beginning of the war with Iraq?
In a couple senses. One, politically, the United States is really setting the stage here for this diplomatic argument. Operationally, there's also a connection because what is really at issue here is the Iraqi air defense system, which has been much improved since 1991. The United States and Britain are determined to take it out, all the more so now in order to prepare for a possible war.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Gelton.